kids. What is that?
Hourglass.
Why is it called an hourglass? Yeah, I'm going to take an hour for all that sand to go through here.
I know it's called, it's a timer.
It's a timer? So when all this sand goes through here and accumulates at the bottom, an hour has passed. And it's called an hourglass because it takes an hour, and it's made of glass. But if you'll notice in this illustration, there's a bulb or a bowl at the top, and there's a bowl at the bottom. Now, this is going to represent what we're talking about here in verse 10 of chapter 5, but it's really going to emphasize what it says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. And if you got your Bibles, you want to turn to that passage, because Paul is going to make the point here. He's going to say, you know, don't you know that the goodness and the kindness and the mercies of God should lead you to repentance? These little grains of sand are like the days of your life. And here's your life. Instead of calling this an hourglass, call it the Jaden glass, or the Tom glass, or the Frank glass. And here's your life is going through here, a little at a time. And each one of these grains of sand, let's say if it might be a day, you want to call it a week, doesn't matter. But let's say it's a day. But let's also turn that day into what it really is in Lamentations chapter 3, that the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Every single one of these grains of sand are the mercies of the Lord. And in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, he talks about how the goodness and the kindness of God should lead you to repentance. But when you don't invest those little grains of sand that are the mercies of God, verse 5 of Romans 2 says what? But don't you know you are storing up for yourself, the bottom of the bowl. What started out as mercy winds up at the bottom in storage, wrath and fury and indignation from God. It's going to hold you accountable for the mercies he gave you today. And it's storing up. Now, this might be a guy who might be 80 years old, let's pretend. But you see, in reality, God sets the size of the bowl and the numbers of the sand. I've seen some kids 8 year old who have died. What's the difference in the bowl size? One's got more, one's got less. Who determines how many grains of sand is in which? God does. And you don't know if you've got tomorrow with sand in that bowl or not. Maybe. Got your whole life ahead of you. Really? All of a week left and you don't even know it. And here it is accumulating. And at the end of the day, and at the end of your life, God's going to hold this person accountable for all that sand, and he's going to hold this person accountable for all that sand. Not only individuals, you got entire nations that are like this. God's talking to Abraham, and he tells Abraham, he says, you know, Abraham, this is what I'm going to be doing with your people and in the land that you're in. And he says, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 16, if you turn there, you can. But he says, you know, the reason why you're not going over there or what's going to take place, it's going to take a while, is because the iniquity of the Amorites hadn't filled up yet. It's got to fill up to here, to this spot. And then when it does, I'm going to send in the Jews, and they're going to destroy that people and that culture. 450 years are going to pass from that time he talked to Abraham until the Amorites were going to be no more. And so you have countries like that. Here's America at 240 years old. Here's the Amorites. And you know what's going to happen when all that sand goes through in those countries and they stand before God, whether it's a country or a person? They're going to talk to one another according to Christ. Sodom's going to talk to Capernaum and say, let me get this straight. What kind of sand did you have go through your glass? You had the Messiah and you didn't repent? All we had was general revelation. Now, if we would have had what you had, we would have repented. The Amorites are going to rise up on that day and say to the Americans and say, what? You had a church on every corner? A seminary in every city? You had more wheat than you could, you know, shake a stick at among the tares? I mean, the mercy drops that fall through you, America, aren't the same mercy drops that fell through us And here we are being judged for what we knew, which was less knowledge, like it says. He who knew his master's will and didn't do it. Versus he who didn't know his master's will and didn't do it. Both are going to be storing up things on judgment day. Whether it's a culture or whether it's a person. Or whether it's you and me. And you're going to have to give an account for your deeds. Whether they're good or bad. God is sovereign over who gets this bowl and how much sand it gets. Some kids never see the light of the day because of abortion. And their bowl is very small. And others are bigger. And others live to be a long time. And are storing up wrath on the day of wrath. Now that's the message he preaches in the first part here in verse 10 and verse 11. And we persuade men knowing to fear the Lord. Knowing that however old you are, you can just look at all the sand that's come from those years. What have I done with that? Have I taken the mercies of the Lord that have been new every morning? And have I repented? The goodness and kindness of God, he says in Romans 2. But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to those grains of sand that I was given to them, their deeds, how you handle those grains of mercies that fall through that hourglass. Now that's what he's saying here.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, Transformation for Proclamation.